The Star Wars Report podcast is brought to you by Topps. Voyage across the Star Wars galaxy with an all-new trading card collection. It's the journey to the Last Jedi. And don't forget the Star Wars Card Trader app. Collect and trade cards from 1977 to the Last Jedi. The entire Star Wars galaxy is in the palm of your hands. Download for free right now in the App Store and Google Play. Hey guys, welcome back to the Star Wars Report podcast. I'm your host, Riley Blanton. So glad you could join us. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Please delete as appropriate. That means delete as appropriate. That means whichever time it is, except that time, morning, afternoon, or evening, and reject the other two. Sometimes there's questions, Bruce. I just figured you'd want to, you know, the people sometimes wonder.
Is that my introduction?
That's your introduction. Producer Bruce Gibson, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, so I'm surprised to see you. It's been a while.
It's been a while. It has been a while. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've podcasted.
That's right. I'm surprised you still know how to do that.
It's been a crazy... Here's what we're going to do. I'll save it for a post-segment. We'll do a post-segment on Riley's life. If it goes long, we'll just put that in this week's Rogue Transmissions.
No, but I think it is important to point out that there have not been any Star Wars Tonights in the past week or so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody's been looking for them and thinking, why can't I find them? It's not you. It's us.
It's me. It's not you.
It's right.
It's me. No, yeah, but Star Wars Tonight, of course, that's what it kicked off in the 30-day countdown. And I put the first couple episodes for this season. I guess they're kind of like seasons. It's like a TV show. It's once a year. It comes in for this season of episodes. And they are in the podcast feed. So if you're listening to this, there's a good chance you've already checked out a few of the last episodes. It will be returning this week at facebook.com/StarWarsReport. But some of the times are going to have to be shifted. But we'll get into all that later. We got some Star Wars to talk about. Again, this is kind of a special episode in that it's recorded live in person at Bruce's house. It's one of those, guys.
Oh, no.
It's one of those.
Put your seatbelts on.
Bruce, how's it going? Are you doing all right these days? You feeling good?
I am. I don't have the energy that I usually do because I've been off for a week and I've been just lounging.
Oh,
As you've been busy, like, organizing your life, I have been busy doing nothing. And so I'm just kind of chill right now.
Yeah, you're just vibing it out.
But I go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah. So I start a new job tomorrow. That's a whole nother story. But yeah, let's get straight into the news because we've got a lot to talk about. And I think this might pick you up a little bit, Bruce, because you're going to have seen The Last Jedi in less than 3 weeks.
Well, as of this recording, it's exactly 18 days to the release.
Oh, you beat me to it. I was going to say, how many days?
As executive producer, I already did the research on this.
Wait, how many days?
18 days.
18 days until we'll have, until we will have
I'm
seen
I'm not sure if that's to the 15th last... or the night of the 14th,
I think,
though.
Yeah,
it's
I think
probably
that's
to
the
15th.
Yeah, I think it's
so
the 15th.
So really 70 days for me.
For me.
For you, not so much.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to see it probably on Thursday.
No, I'm not going to see it on Thursday.
Great.
I'm not going to see a Star Wars movie on opening night.
Well, you didn't see the first six on opening night. So.
Bruce is like, yeah, you're going to be fine. You're still going to like Star Wars. You're all right. Yeah. Well, it's getting real. It's getting real, and some of the news stories are here to prove it, because we got Rian Johnson, of course, bringing in the new trilogy, and we haven't talked about that on the Star Wars Report proper. We talked about it in Star Wars Tonight.
You did.
But it's a whole new world.
I was waiting for it. I'm just sitting here like
Bruce looked over at me expectantly. He's just like, what are you doing?
I'm like, is he expecting me to sing or him to sing?
Am I supposed to take this one? No, it is a whole new world. It is a whole new world of Star Wars. I'm feeling good. I'm really excited. But Star Wars is so tied to Christmas that as I get excited as I'm launching Star Wars Tonight, I'm playing the Christmas music. It all kind of ties together now.
Okay, so we're a little opposite on this.
Oh, boy.
And I'm sure I said this last year.
All right.
But really, for the last two Christmases and now this one, the same thing is happening where I could really give a crap about Christmas right now. It's all about Star Wars for me. Like, I don't even, like, oh, yeah, there's Christmas music. But if anything, I'm more, like, in the mood for Star Wars music. I just like want to just be engrossed all the time in Star Wars.
Mm. Well, that's we're here for you, man. All right, let's jump straight into the first news story, which I want to talk about. So this has been out a little while, but like I said, we're catching up a little bit. And I kind of wanted to touch base with you on it. The Last Jedi runtime. It is going to be the longest Star Wars film to date. 150 minutes. That's the pre-roll ad. I feel like since my mic's not plugged in, everyone should have the experience of the pre-roll ad running. Your thoughts, sir. What does that mean? What does it mean?
I don't know if it really means anything. It means that there's going to be a lot of stuff in there, I guess.
It means there's a lot of story to jam-pack into that time.
True.
The previous longest film was Revenge of the Sith at 140 minutes.
And there was a lot jammed into that.
Yeah. Sorry, I this is my problem, is my brain. I had to do a little bit of math. Like 120 minutes is 2 hours, 20, 30, 40, 50. It's every bit of 2.5 hours.
Yes.
That's long.
Wait, I love how you had to do the calculation, but in parentheses, I have in there 2.5 hours.
Oh, you did?
Next to 150 minutes.
You already thought you
already knew that.
I was reading the IGN story, which assumed I could do math instead of your show notes, which you know I can't. So I don't know. I think
I'm pleased by this.
I think this is a darn it. This is another really good sign. Stop it. Lower my expectations.
Well, the thing I don't understand is, okay, so I saw Justice League this past week twice, because I had the time.
That's two, you owe me, Junior.
I saw it twice, and you know, the criticism has been, I mean, I liked it, by the way, but okay. Some of the criticism has been that at Warner Brothers told them to take it down to 2 hours, to 120 minutes. It was going to be a little longer than that, so they had to chop some scenes out. And so,
were they scenes with Superman not being a goth?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. Sorry. But
Matt's rushing. I apologize. I didn't mean it.
And when I say criticism, I don't mean it's a criticism of the movie. It's a criticism of the studio cutting back the movie. So when I see something like this, it's like, well, why is it allowed that Star Wars The Last Jedi can be 2.5 hours, but Justice League couldn't fit?
Let me tell you why. It's the same reason that they're allowing that director to direct the next three films. Trilogy.
So awesome.
Because they like Rian Johnson that much, and they're this happy with the movie. And they're like, no, we can't cut it down anymore. Because that was a big deal with Peter Jackson's Hobbit films, because I didn't like the Hobbit films nearly. I'm a huge, huge Tolkien fan and Lord of the Rings fan. I think Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy is a strong runner for the greatest films ever made. Right. Like, I love.
Well, and the
those
third
movies.
One did win Best Picture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever. Yeah. Whatever those suits in Hollywood think. My opinion is that's a very podcastery thing. Here's my opinion. It's important. But no, seriously, the story is great. But Peter Jackson's adaptation of that incredible story is really well done. But the extended version, in my opinion, is way better a film than the theatrical cut.
Right.
However, when it came to The Hobbit, a lot of that mojo, Riley's opinion, lost. And those were really bloated films that had a lot of side plots that didn't really carry the central story of The Hobbit very well. And they felt really bloated and really long. And they were really bloated and really long. And so that's because Peter Jackson had that license, in some ways, to make a super, super, super long film.
Right, because originally it was going to be two.
So he went into it because he's Peter Jackson and he made the Lord of the Rings trilogy. You let the man make the movies as long as he wants to make. And then it kind of, in my opinion, backlashed, in my opinion. What's the word I'm looking for? Backwashed. What is the word I'm looking for? Somebody tweet me, at the Riley Guy. It's not even that far into the evening, and my vocabulary
backlash.
Is totally.
Is that what you said?
No,
backlash?
Yeah, that's still wrong. Whatever. I'll think of it.
Backfired on
bat-
it.
That's why you're the producer, Bruce.
2.5 hours.
Cheers.
150 minutes is 2.5 hours, no matter what country you're in.
Exactly. But because of the fact that they're giving him the new trilogy and everything I've seen so far, this plays into that same narrative that Rian Johnson is ready. He's equipped, and he has made a great film. Stop it. I don't... Lower your
expectations,
Ryan.
Here, I can lower your expectations.
Okay, thank you. Please.
I would also assume that 150 minutes means we're getting a lot of story.
Okay.
Or it could be that we're just getting a huge battle scene that goes on too long. I'm not saying that's what I really think, but I'm just saying...
You're playing devil's advocate.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm backfiring at you.
You're back. Well, let's talk. All right, let's talk about the tracking, the nerdy stuff.
No, you're gonna make me do a bet, aren't you?
No, we're not. Okay, good. No. Well, although we will at some point. We got it. Well, didn't we? I think we already did it on Star Wars Tonight, but I don't remember who was on the show. This is my problem.
I do remember you talking about it,
but
yeah.
But I feel like, or maybe it was on the Star Wars report that we did it. But all right, so Star Wars, here's the thing with the box office this year so far. It's crap. Like, it has been a horrible year at the box office. There have only been a handful of films that, like, went past the $100 million mark in the U.S. So there's a few tentpole blockbusters, but overall, not so good. I think the last really big hit was Thor, of course, and It. Those are like the only two blockbuster films that have come out since September. Think about that for a second.
Well, how's Justice League doing? Because I mentioned that. And I think Coco is going to do really well.
It did okay.
Because I loved Coco. I saw that last night.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I want to see it.
It was really good.
See, the whole family went and saw Murder on the Orient Express.
Was that good? Because I want to see that.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
It wasn't Coco, though. And I'm hearing all those words. Not Coco. $200 million. Okay. So Last Jedi is on track to cross $200 million for its opening weekend.
Woohoo!
Which would, by the way, this year unseat Disney's own record. Again, this is Disney. The previous film that this is from reading the story over a week ago. This is not from me actually doing my job and reading the story here. So correct me if I'm wrong, sir. But the last film that crossed the $200 million opening this year was also Disney with Beauty and the Beast, I think.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
See, we have to look that up.
My computer is being schizophrenic here. But The Force Awakens opened at $248.
Wow.
And then, of course, Rogue One opened at $155. So we're looking at something right smack dab in the middle for The Last Jedi.
Yeah, so Beauty and the Beast is the top grossing movie so far of 2017.
Is it really?
Yes.
It's a great movie.
Followed by Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Wait, Wonder Woman topped Guardians?
Yes.
Nice.
And then Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And then It. And like you said, Thor, Ragnarok, Despicable Me 3, Logan, The Fate and the Furious, and Dunkirk, which I wanted to see that. I haven't seen that yet.
So good.
I wanted to see it
it's
in the
so
theater,
good.
And I never got to.
So, I mean, obviously it's going to be the biggest movie of this year, easily. Probably before the calendar year ends, right? It'll probably outgross all of these movies. But what's our running total for Beauty and the Beast? Total.
504 million.
Yeah, it'll beat that. Domestic.
You think?
Yeah. Before January. This sounds like a bet.
Before January.
Before January. Now I'm doing the calculation.
I don't think before
No,
January.
Never mind. I just realized that's only 2 weeks. I was thinking for some reason that was a month. No. But certainly it'll cross that. Because The Force Awakens made nearly $1 billion domestic. And so I fully expect that. But here's the thing. I always like watching the box office because it's sort of like fantasy football, right? You get to like watch the films and see how they do. And there's basically no more pure form of, you know, showing what the public interest is in a movie other than the box office. So I don't know. What do you think? Should we just ignore anything we've previously done and get that little notepad you have next to you and just do a bet on the total number?
I'm not prepared to do that. I have to do some calculations.
No. We see that's the point because if you do enough research, there's like whole websites. There's the Hollywood literal. It's something called the Hollywood Stock Exchange.
We're talking about the total gross number.
Total
of this
domestic
movie.
Gross. Just to make
domestic
it easier.
Gross.
Yeah, and you can keep up the current films this year so far. So we're just short of $600 million.
Yeah, I wish Baby Driver did a little better, but yeah.
Baby Driver. They call me Baby Driver. All right, tear off a sheet of paper. All right, we're gonna get a little bit of props. This is very Howard Stern of us. This is There we go. Good, good. I like the sound effects. And then we'll take turns.
Would you like a pen, sir?
Thank you, sir. I got a pen. All right, let me hang on. Just gotta get the thing here. But here's the thing. It's a blind bet. So I'm going to tear my paper and then let you have this half. If you have a spare pen, do it. But otherwise, I'm going to jot around. Here's the thing. We're going to have to do a round it to. Okay, this is totally making this up. But I think this will be fun. We're going to look at this. Bruce is so stressed right now.
I have a number.
All right, you have a number. But here's the thing. We have to round it. All right, hang on. We have to round it to 25 million. Because that way, it's a little easier to get on target. But you got to don't spit it out.
I know it.
Listen, this is great radio. We're gonna write it down and show it to each other.
I have it.
This is like, all right. I'm gonna say, all right, I'm gonna say, all right. Here we go. Round to the nearest 25 million. I'm going. All right, here we go.
Assuming just that it goes above 25 million.
Gotta carry the one. Gotta. All right. You write yours down. Okay, Bruce is thinking hard now. He's not at all. He's just writing it down. A lot less theatrics than Riley.
There you go. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Here we go. On the count of three, we're gonna turn it around. 3, 2, 1, and oh,
interesting. Wait, what do you have? 6. Ooh, I went higher than you. I thought you were going to go higher than me.
Listen, this is exactly what happened with The Force Awakens. Everyone was like, it's going to make a kajillion dollars. And I was like, no.
So because you said The Force Awakens went over a billion.
Just shy of a billion. It's like okay. 900 million, I
want to
say.
And what did Rogue One do? Do we remember?
I only know the opening weekend. Let's find out. To the go-go machine! While Bruce looks that up, my thought process is we're thinking, it's no sequel almost... with very few exceptions, ever makes more than the original film.
Yeah, I'm good with my number.
Oh, okay. All right. So hang on. How much did it? All right. Let's take a look.
532.
532 total.
For Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Yes.
And I'm saying 650.
And I'm saying 725.
Okay.
So I think it's not going to do what The Force Awakens did, but it's going to do better than Rogue One, which both of our guesses are.
This is getting complicated now because this is the number now. Here we go. All right. Hey Siri. 725 minus 650.
Seriously?
725 minus 650.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. All right, so there we go. What?
You had to use Siri to do that?
No, I'm just, listen, I could do it in my head, but
150 minutes is 2.5 hours.
Cheers. All right, no. Where were we? So 75. So the split of 75. All right, well, okay. Split 75 and a half, which is, of course, 37.5.
Okay.
See, I can do
very
that.
Very good.
37.5, yes. So 650 plus 37.5.
It's 687.5.
That's the Rubicon. write that down right now, sir. 687.5. Less than that, Riley wins. More than that, you win. Oh, that's going to be a tough one.
Mm.
I feel like...
it's going to come right at 687.5.
See, and now you can keep that sheet of paper.
I am going to keep that.
Here, I'll go ahead and get rid of that one here.
But when do we look it up?
Well...
we're going to give it at least, a couple months?
Oh, that's true. We need to agree on it. We should have done this beforehand. Yeah. A full run.
I would say by March.
Right, sure, whatever. I'll probably regret this. Bruce is like, oh, let's say August in case there are any re-releases.
Let's say as right before Solo comes out.
No.
What do you think Solo is going to make?
We'll get to that, sir. We'll get to that. Okay, hang on. All right, so hey, the Star Wars Report podcast is brought to you. All the shenanigans. I love these in-person shows. I don't know if anyone else does, but I do. Is brought to you by Tops.
Because I feed you.
Hey, Voyage Across the Star Wars Galaxy. They've got this all-new trading card collection. It's their Journey to the Last Jedi. Bruce, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this.
What?
I mean, you've never heard this entirely before in your life. All right, guess what?
Okay.
They got 110 base storyline cards that take you on a journey across the Star Wars saga with a sneak peek, a little sneak peek at The Last Jedi. You can get some really cool character cards, stickers, illustrated cards, autographed cards, all with that sneak peek at The Last Jedi, which means that some of these cards are Last Jedi themed. They've been actually releasing daily on tops.com a limited edition, these super, super rare, made-to-order daily countdown to the Last Jedi cards. And they're only making a super limited run, and they're doing one each day until the Last Jedi releases right now at tops.com. It's really cool. And that's what you can check out, Journey to the Last Jedi. And don't forget the Star Wars Card Trader app. You can collect your very own piece of the Star Wars galaxy digitally with the Star Wars Card Trader app. Get those officially licensed digital trading cards from 1977 all the way, of course, to The Last Jedi. Unlock exclusive content, original artwork, and, of course, those sweet, sweet Chase relic and signature cards. That's all available with the Star Wars Card Trader app. And guess what? You can get free packs every day and get coins and really cool awards just for signing into your app daily. So,
which I do.
Which you do. Do you have it up now?
Yes, I do.
Holy crap. Bruce just showed me his phone. You have 10 million credits.
10,325,185.
How did you?
Every day I'd go in for over a year.
Listen, I'm not
now.
Even going to tell you how many I have. yeah. Anyway, check it out. It's the Star Wars Card Trader app, available right now on the App Store and Google Play. And go download it. And we do thank Topps for supporting the Star Wars Report program. All right, let's jump into let's do some rapid fire. That was fun. I like our little Rubicon, our 687 million Rubicon.
It's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. We'll have to keep a running track on the podcast. That'll be an interesting time. All right. Where were we? I totally lost the Disney parks. Galaxy's Edge has a name, or at least the planet it's on. It's oh, dear God.
What is it? What is it? It's in the note.
It's yeah, no, it's right there.
What is it? The planet name of Galaxy Edge is Batuu.
Hey, Bruce.
Bless you.
You beat me to it. It's the most
Batuu. What is
Gesundheit?
Is it Batuu? It's B-A-T-U-U.
Fun fact,
is
the
it
secondary
Batuu?
Spelling of the original desert planet in the first Star Wars film is Tatu. There's no Uween, there's just Tatu.
Tatooine. Is it?
I don't know why this cracks me up.
Maybe it's Batuu. With the two U's, Batuu. Or maybe it's Batuu. Well,
Batuu, and excuse Batuu. You, my friend.
So yeah,
no. All right. So
it's the name of the planet.
Listen, serious face, Riley. Serious face.
No, this is really cool. This is canon. Right.
The name of the planet. It is canon. It's the theme park giant. It revealed the name. In the latest version of Star Tours, the adventure continues. Right at Disney's Hollywood Studios, which do I bring this up on the show? Yeah, why not? We're going to Disney. Hey, remember how we're going to Disney in January?
Congratulations.
No. We, as in you, me, and William Devereaux.
Oh, no.
On January 27th.
I don't know anything about this.
Have you had the conversation with your wife that involves you traveling to go do a Star Wars thing at Disney on that weekend?
I have not. I've talked to my kids about it.
If I could take this recorder, I would drag you with the microphones all the way upstairs to ask her. Well, this needs to happen,
sir. I keep forgetting to ask her.
What's the likelihood? What's the likelihood at this point?
Probably.
Are we beyond 50-50? Are we at 50-50?
I think there's a 687.5% percent chance.
Write it on a little piece of paper here.
I think it's a 40% chance.
40. All right. All right, fine. I see how it is.
But when are
it's
you going?
We're going on the 20th.
I mean,
we're all going on
you're
the 26th.
You're flying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, William's going to get the tickets. Sorry, that's a little bit of side business, guys, on the podcast. But no, okay, so the Disney Parks blog, Scott Trowbridge writes, quote, "This remote outpost on the galaxy's edge," patent pending, "was once," not patent, hang on, trademark pending, "was once a busy crossroads along the old sub-lightspeed trade routes, but its prominence was bypassed by the rise of hyperspace travel. Now home to those who prefer to stay out of the mainstream, it has become a thriving port for smugglers, rogue traders, and adventurers traveling between the frontier and uncharted space." Hang on, that's a very Star Trek-y sentence. Anyway, it's also a convenient safe haven for those intent on avoiding the expanding reach of the First Order, while
Batuu.
Batuu. Maybe new to us, it is clearly already familiar to many characters from the Star Wars saga as a stepping off point for epic adventures.
Okay, adventures. So will we see this planet in a movie?
Yes, of course we
will. Will we see this planet in
The Last Jedi?
The Last Jedi?
I think so.
You think so?
At least a side mention, like it's gonna maybe it's like that bounty hunter we ran out. They're gonna redub the Empire Strikes Back. That bounty hunter we ran to in Batuu.
Well, no, it could show up in Episode 9.
Yeah,
right before the park opens, and it could show up in Solo, a Star Wars story.
Mm.
Are we getting another Star Wars story that I haven't heard about in a while?
I don't know. Maybe they'll just stick with Rian Johnson. I don't know. That'd be interesting. I don't know. But I like it. If you want your Star Wars Westworld, which is basically what I'm calling this, it's prototypical. It's in its first stage, but this is a step towards Westworld. Have you seen Westworld?
I have.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
And it is. Yeah, it is kind of a step in that direction. I really do hope if we don't see this in a movie, I do hope it's maybe part of this new TV series that has been announced, which we broke that story before anyone else.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
How did that work
again? We did it at the end of, I think, our last episode because a waitress told us that she got contacted about a part in a new TV series, and we talked about the end of an episode, and then the next day they made the announcement.
I forget, literally the day after we published. Bravo,
yes.
Bruce.
Yes.
You're inside Hollywood contacts.
Exactly. So
just the score. Take that, making Star Wars, is what I'm saying.
Mr. Hollywood. But, no, so I do hope we see Batuu in maybe in the TV series, or at least novels or the comics or something. I do want to feel as part of the universe.
Bless you. Sorry.
I do want to see this planet in a fictional story of some point in Star Wars. Because I think it'd be great to walk in and go, like the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Yes.
You know, you go in there.
Well, and to be fair, I think it's good to point out the fact that in some ways, and I haven't been there, but in some ways Universal, I feel like, kind of led the charge. They kind of challenged Disney a little bit when they did Harry Potter World because just everything I've seen and talking to people who've been there, it is a really impressive, more immersive world with a trademark property than Disney's done to date. And so it sort of like put the ball in their corner to say, all right, now what are you going to do?
Well, yeah, because when you go into this Harry Potter world, you don't see the rest of the park from there. For most of the areas, especially Diagon Alley that they've added. And you really do feel like you've stepped into the movie or the books. And
so you have been?
I've been a couple of times, yeah.
Did you when you first went there, did you kind of think to yourself, man, when are we going to get this but Star Wars?
Yes, actually, I did. Because, this is really cool. It'd be cool if they did this with Star Wars. Exactly what I thought, yes.
Yeah,
and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah, some Disney executives.
I mean, I'd like to see other properties do the same thing with, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, with the Jeff Bezos thing with Amazon, I think it's a matter of time before that happens with Middle Earth, which
that would be awesome. And of course, Avatar, which you saw some of that.
True, right? Yeah, that's true. The sad thing is that the way the schedules worked, we just couldn't get fast passes and just didn't. The question was, will you wait 2 hours to see a ride? And the answer to me, unless it was Star Wars,
right,
I ain't doing it. Right. I can't. Unless it's Star Wars. As amazing as I've heard it is, I'm just like not that big of an Avatar fan.
Yeah.
Who
is?
But I. Fair. But going through Avatar, the Avatar land, we did go through that part of the park and we ran through it during the race. And the engineering is spectacular.
That's cool.
Like, it's constructed, it looks like floating rocks being held down against their will by these vines, even though, of course, gravity is doing the opposite thing. And so that, that level of engineering or imagineering, if you will, definitely is going to be applied to Star Wars Land, which we also saw, by the way, now that I'm thinking about it, when we went to Hollywood Studios, that construction's coming along. Because I was back in Hollywood Studios back in January of this year. Mm-hmm. That's the last time I went. It was for the Carrie Fisher Memorial.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And which is really cool, but they had just broken down and there are mounds of dirt everywhere back there. Now, they're high walls and they're trying to hide it, but you can see the construction of the entrance, this incredible, almost I would say Italian architecture design.
Because this is Hollywood Studios. So where in Hollywood Studios do you see it? You go walk in to the left, right?
Yeah, or? So right back behind Star Tours where the old Muppets, right past where the Muppets ride was, that's now just a brick, a giant wall of tall wood with a giant sign on it saying Galaxy's Edge coming 2019, I think it is. I always keep confusing the dates.
So is Muppets, that's going away.
I think it's, I don't even remember seeing, I think I remember seeing it gone.
Okay, because I remember hearing it was going away.
Yeah,
but I
we should
sure
go check
really
on
did.
January 27th when you come with me and William.
So you and William can let me know if it's still there. When you run by it or whatever you're doing, right?
When we run through it. Yeah, we ran through Hollywood Studios too. Which, by the way, I'm going to shamelessly plug. It's available on my Facebook, search for Riley Blanton, but it's also on YouTube, search for Riley Blanton Run Disney. I should set up a nice pretty link to it or something, but I put up a vlog on YouTube of the whole weekend. So if you want to see me run through Hollywood Studios and stuff, there's not a lot of Star Wars stuff, but man, there's a lot of Disney stuff and a lot of running stuff. Yes. And there's Aaron Goins almost missing the race.
That was
high
my favorite
drama.
Part.
Yeah. High drama. Listen.
It really builds.
In the moment I was like, man, I really hope Aaron makes it. Also, this is so good for the vlog.
Well, we won't tell you what happens. You have to watch
it. No, you'll have to find out whether or not it's a radio tease for a video blog. Look at that.
Aaron Goins of Star Wars Bookworms.
Mm-hmm. Yep, check it out. Listen, Bookworms has gotten a lot of great blogs.
Yes.
Star Wars
Bookworms. You mentioned Matt Rushing earlier. That's a true podcast called Aggressive Negotiations.
Aggressive Negotiations.
Mills.
Yes, yes, yes. Check it out. It's available on iTunes. And Google Play. I think it's
Oh, and William Devereaux.
He does the Ion Cannon podcast.
Do we know anyone who doesn't have a podcast?
Hang on. No, I can't think of anybody.
I'm waiting for Neil Lowry to do his podcast.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for all those shout outs online on Twitter
That's true. Listen, it's like the post Thanksgiving episode. We're thankful for that. Bruce, that was a lot of chocolate milk you just drank. That was a nice long.
I love chocolate milk. You know what I also love is peanut butter shakes.
Peanut butter shakes? Mm-hmm. Have I had a peanut butter shake?
Or cookies and cream shakes? Oh my gosh!
I don't know. Let's do one more story. We got one more story. Then we'll do. We got to do a little bit of Boba's Bounty too. Let's talk about it because we haven't talked about it. You and I, Bruce.
What?
What does the fox say? Ding, 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 ding. Hey, Disney's buying Fox. I wish I had a soundboard for that. Disney's buying Fox. It's happening. It's happening.
Is this a definite now?
No, it's not
definite. So we did talk about this briefly. We did.
Did we?
We did. Oh. But since then.
There's an update?
Since then, we had an update that Comcast stepped in to look to buy 21st Century Fox.
Really?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I know when we talked about it before because in New York, I had just walked by their corporate office right before we podcast about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember
that's right, yeah.
So Comcast was looking at it, and then I can't recall. I think maybe somebody else started, but now they're back to the Disney talking to Fox again. So it was like Disney, oh, nope. Now Disney's out. Comcast is in. Oh, nope. I think somebody else was in. But now it's back to Disney again. To looking to buy 21st Century Fox. That's mostly the movie properties FX and Nat Geo channels, but not the news and sports.
Yeah, that's what I've heard with most of the negotiations. But the important thing being the Star Wars rights.
So the Star Wars rights, they would have the rights to A New Hope
that
Fox
has. That's the biggie. That is just a legacy thing. It deserves, at some point, let's all recognize the... there should, in the National Archive, should be the theatrical release of the original film, and also that should be available with all the subsequent releases. Disney should be able to preserve the saga together when they would release home video. And because it would be just a shame if it just got shuffled off to the side as sort of like the weird offshoot one other film, because it's the launching point. So you gotta have it.
Yes.
And listen, it's Disney. If they can get Spider-Man in their movies, they can get...
Well, and that's the other thing, because Fox has X-Men, and that would allow X-Men into their Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'm excited. I think there's a lot of potential here. I can't wait. Hey, let's do Boba's Bounty. Let's do some Boba's Bounty. Did anything Star Warsy this week, Bruce? You done anything like you know, the Star Wars? There's a movie. It's like, you know, there's a movie and there's a thing.
Movie.
Was there anything you kind of thought about?
I actually have three things I can talk about.
Smelled, consumed, listened to, perhaps watched, experienced.
Yes, that's actually
touched, perhaps. Contemplated.
Okay,
maybe.
I'm gonna wait till you tell me you're ready for me to talk.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so real quick, I'll hit a couple of things. So, Michael Morris of Cloud City Casino podcast and his wife Christy sent me a birthday present a couple weeks ago, and it's an AT-AT lawn ornament.
Nice.
And I'm so looking forward to finding a nice space for it outside. And every time I mention something to my wife, she's like, "No, not there." No, not there.
Is there going to be a place for
and
this thing?
And then she's like, it would look good in your room, like your podcasting room. I'm like, no. It's going to go outside somewhere. And I have a wooded area. I mean, thinking putting it out in the woods or near my dead cats where we buried them. We have like a little cemetery, pet cemetery out there.
You can use an adat walker to mark the grave.
No, I have my...
some people seasonally put flowers, Bruce.
I have a Penn State Nittany Lion that marks my one cat that died because her middle name was Nittany after the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Aww.
Anyway, so I got that. So thank you, Michael and Christy, for that. And speaking of that, I just spoke to Christy a little while ago before you got here.
Okay.
And she had an experience, and I'm going to mess this up now, but she went to a store and she was talking to somebody at the Hallmark store and the worker there, and she was looking for something, Star Wars or whatever. And the woman said to Christy, do you know, I think she's buying for Michael. Maybe I shouldn't talk about this. I'm revealing something to Michael. Anyway,
I don't even know if it was for Michael.
This
does go on the internet, Bruce.
That's true. I don't even know if this was for Michael, but they asked her, do you know this person's favorite Star War character? Star War. Because it's a single character, so Star Wars becomes singular Star War. No, that doesn't work.
No, that's wrong, my friend.
So we laughed about that story. The other thing I want to mention is I caught up on Rebels because it was behind a few episodes since I had off this week. And I started reading Star Wars Crucible by Troy Denning.
Crucible?
Yes, which is the last book of the Legends.
Are you doing?
And I've heard mixed reviews on it.
Mixed reviews?
And I want to check it out because...
I've heard this is the worst Star Wars book ever released.
And that's why I'm reading it. Because I've... And to bring up Matt Rushing again, he really likes this book. I've heard some other people who like it. Bria's review on Goodreads gave it a 1-star.
Really?
Tashi Station. See, another plug.
Teresa, yeah. And the brand new podcast. Wait, what is the name of her podcast?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Darn it.
I know what you're talking
about. Keep talking.
But
I don't remember.
But yeah, so I'm about a third through Star Wars Crucible. So far, I'm liking it. So far.
So far, so good?
I mean, I'm liking what I'm reading. But I kind of wanted to read it because I didn't read all the other Fate of the Jedi and all that other stuff. I read parts of it, but I kind of wanted to read where they were going at the end of the EU.
Yeah.
Kind of seeing how that feels compared to where we see the movies going. So that's kind of one reason I've been reading it.
Let's see. Is it on the Tashi Station Network?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Is it of Dice and Droids? And that's not Throncast. What is it? No, maybe it's the thing. If I click on podcast here, I'm messing this up.
Maybe it's not big enough to show up yet.
No, it's there somewhere.
I have not listened to it.
Oh, good Lord. We were on such a great run with the plugs, too. Dag nabbit. All right, you work on it. I'll give my Boba's Bounty, all right? My Boba's Bounty comes from Jesus Christ. Wait, no, it doesn't. Kind of.
Well, they all come from.
It actually comes, listen, all good things, right? No, my church. So I go to Buckhead Church in Atlanta. It's great, great place, great place. But there was some Star Wars stuff. Because I had invited, you know, a bunch of the families in town for Thanksgiving. So I drug everybody up there. We went this morning. And I have two little nieces. One's 3, one's 6-ish, and they were right there. And they wanted to go to big church, so they went in and they saw the music and stuff. But about 25 minutes in, little 3-year-old is like, I want to go to Sunday school. I'm like, oh, crap. Yeah. Because this me, it's too late to go to Sunday school. Like, you could, I guess you could go in, but like all the kids are now transitioned to and halfway over, right?
Right.
So I went and helped my mom, Grandma and Uncle Riley, took care of the two girls. And we we had to entertain. And by entertain, we went and looked at all the Christmas trees on every level of Bucket Church. It's like a four-story building. And they have it balls to the wall. Christmas balls to the wall. Christmas decorations. Trees everywhere. So we had to see every single Christmas tree.
Wow.
And shout out to the Upstreet team, which is the... I think it's like the third through fifth grade ministry. They had the Christmas tree outside of their area, and it was entirely Star Wars. They had a full. They had one of those giant stormtrooper figures on the left. They had a full mannequin dressed to the hilt as a Jawa, a little short mannequin, and then they had a little BB-8 that would beep when you press the button at the top. Which the girls did about 73 times.
Of course, over and over and over and over
and over and over again. So that was a cute moment. That was a cute moment. But yeah, no, that's my Boba's Bounty for this week, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is gonna bring this episode of the Star Wars Report podcast to a rip-roaring close. Hey guys, thanks for listening this week. We do appreciate it. A couple of parting notes that I want to shoot you guys before we part ways this week. One, stick around for a little post-show segment. I'll leave it recording for a little bit and then finish. If it goes long, I'll make it into this week's Patreon bonus content, which I guess is a good time to plug it. Hey, 'tis the season to support your favorite creators. Is it? Is that a thing? It is now.
Sure, yeah.
Patreon.com/StarWarsReport if you want to support the show, particularly if you hear about what Riley's been through this week. It's a great time. You go to patreon.com/StarWarsReport, patreon.com/StarWarsReport. Jump in. That's where you're going to get that weekly bonus episode right there on the Patreon app or patreon.com. Join the community. We have all kinds of cool rewards, like joining our exclusive Facebook chat and the bonus content, and of course our monthly Skype hangout sessions. It's all right there. Check out the bonuses and support the show at patreon.com/StarWarsReport. And then I guess you should find us. It's at Star Wars Report on Twitter, facebook.com/StarWarsReport, and of course StarWarsReport@gmail.com. I am woefully behind on giveaways. I have a bunch of awesome Topps cards to give away to you guys. And I have like 25 emails. That's a really cool planet, isn't
it? That was a real sneeze. I tried to work Batu into it.
Did you really try to be loud? I totally lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
Topps.
Yeah, I'm giving away cards because they're awesome. And also, thank you to Topps for supporting the show. So here's the deal. Since I'll be doing that in the coming week or two, again, my schedule is insane. It has to do with the new job and a bunch of stuff. But if you want to, head over to iTunes and starwarsreport.com/iTunes. Leave us a review. We do appreciate those. Great way to get the word about the show. Kind of went a little faster. It's a great way to get the word out about the show. There we go. That's what I was trying to say. You can do so. Just leave us a review and then shoot me an email, StarWarsReport@gmail.com, with your iTunes username and mailing information. And as long as you're in the good old U.S. of A. or Mexico or Canada, we can get you a pack of Topps cards, courtesy of our sponsor, Topps. Check out Bruce online. He is at Admiral_Rex. Bruce, hey, you got anything going on? Any podcasting? Any anything you like to plug away? Any projects? Any things that you need to let the people know?
No. Yes. Okay. So that little Star Trek thing that I do at Trek FM. I go to trek.fm mm-hmm. for literary treks.
I love Star Trek.
You do. You've watched The Next Generation. Mm-hmm. I know that.
I've watched at least like a dozen episodes of that thing. Like at least. Listen, that's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, so literary treks, we do the books and comics, actually.
Treks. I love literary treks.
And we have a lot of the authors on, and so
that's really cool, man. I love how, like,
you met one of the authors at
my
birthday
party. I met at your birthday party.
Yeah.
Super cool guy. Yeah. That was really nice. I was like, man, Bruce is just Living Hollywood Bruce Gibson, it up.
And he just moved to Atlanta from Los Angeles.
Yeah, just for you, I heard, too. Right.
Mm. But that's really it. Also, Star Trek Discovery, I do The Edge, live from The Edge, but that only comes out live the day after a episode
the
premiere.
Edge. Now, that has a podcast feed, right?
Yes.
So if you're catching up on Star Trek Discovery, and you've caught up on the episodes, go back and check the archive. It's Bruce talking some Star Trek.
Live from The Edge.
Exactly. Exactamente.
I think that's about
it. That's about all. And then I am available on social media. It's at The Riley Guy for everything. It's really easy. The Riley Guy, R-I-L-E-Y. And I started a new Instagram account, Bruce. I don't even know if you knew this. I have an Instagram account, a new Star Wars Instagram. Dedicated for the Star Wars Report platform exclusively. It is at Star Wars Bits. I did a soft launch literally like a week ago and just started posting. We've already had a bunch of people jump on board. If you want to see some fun, Star Wars memes and behind the scenes facts and cool images and just generally kind of, I go through and I usually pick out a bunch of my favorite images that I see on the old internet and archive them and schedule them out. And you'll get a nice steady feed of it's like a little bit of Star Wars, you should follow at Star Wars Bits, which I like that. That's a great platform name. Maybe that brand may actually expand a little bit if I like it. But at Star Wars Bits on Instagram. And then, of course, follow me on it. The best way to keep in touch with me is not Twitter. Listen, Twitter sucks in a lot of ways. I love a lot of the people. I love a lot of you Twitter people. There's a lot of the Twitter people. It's a work in progress. But you know what I do love? Instagram, which is why that's the number one way to follow me. At The Riley Guy.
I hear a lot of people say that they don't like Twitter, but they love Instagram. But the thing with Instagram is you always have to post a picture. Mm-hmm. You can't just, mention something.
But that's what, if you want to
come... And I can't promote this show as well on Instagram as I can on Twitter.
Well, that's true. In that case, I love it, Twitter. Twitter's great. I love it. It's the best thing ever. No. I get you. Is there anything else I forget? It's
Tonight. Star Wars Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars Tonight's back. And here's the deal. Go subscribe and rate and review because we need them. Because not all the episodes of Star Wars Tonight are going to be in the Star Wars Report feed. I think the Monday show or the Tuesday show, whichever I get around to first, will be the last Star Wars Tonight episode that's cross-posted. So if you've been listening to the show here on the Star Wars Report feed, it's time. Go subscribe to Star Wars Tonight. And then, of course, last little note, stick around after the show for a few minutes of Riley promises to give a life update that has nothing to do with Star Wars. That's after the credits, which I would have credits. Hang on, let me make it official here because I feel like the problem is when we're doing a cold show with a recorder, I just need something to make it official. I can't just have no outro music. So.
Oh, wait, we're really doing a real show right now?
This is a show? Wait, what? All right, no, we'll make it official.
Oops.
Does that work? Yeah. That does it, folks. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Star Wars Report. Riley's just literally holding up his laptop speaker and hoping it works. I think it's kind of working. Jam it out. Hey, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll catch you next time. Remember, many Bothans died to bring you this podcast. And may the Force be with you. Stick around. I got some cool post-show conversation that'll go on into the Patreon conversation as well. See you guys next week. And iTunes is like, I'm done. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Riley. I still can't find out what Bria's podcast is.
I can't find it. Bria, put a link to it.
And I go to Twitter because, you're thinking she's going to tweet it, but she tweets like a million tweets every hour about stuff.
Bria, just...
Anyway.
And she's writing a gajillion words for NaNoWriMo.
I think they allowed you more characters in Twitter because of Bria.
It's her fault. That was a terrible decision. Can we be honest? Terrible.
It doesn't bother me like I thought it would. But anyway, so what do you want? You want to give everybody...
I don't even know where to begin, man. But I kind of feel like it belongs on the podcast because it's so directly interfered with
I
it.
I think you should. So all you that suffered through the rest of the show, you've been waiting for this part.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I don't even know. You ask me questions. I don't know.
Okay, let's start this off. So, you started Star Wars Tonight, the Daily Show. Then all of a sudden, you're like, "Yeah, there's not going to be one tonight. I just can't."
Yeah, and then.
And that was because.
And then that happened again. And then that happened again.
But why?
And then I went an entire week without doing it.
And I tried to get you to do it.
By the way, God bless all of you people who've been... Listen, because normally, occasionally the Star Wars Report, especially in the past, would miss an episode, and I wouldn't get any, or maybe get one person like following up and be like, "Hey, where's the show? Is there a show this week?" You guys are into Star Wars Tonight, and I love it. Because we got a bunch of tweets, and I think a couple Facebook messages, a bunch of stuff, just like, "Hey, where's Star Wars Tonight? Is there a show tonight? Hey, whatever happened to Star Wars Tonight? Hey, there isn't any Star Wars Tonight in the feed. Did I miss something?" And that just makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Well, because people want to hear it.
It's such a better podcast. Like that countdown. Listen, that countdown to the movie is a special time, and I love that we've carved aside this special project that happens every year. And I'm totally bummed that I missed an entire week, but that's because in the course of 14 days. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is evil of me, but I'm gonna do this. In the course of 14 days, I asked for more hours at my job, right? Because again, I'm on sort of limbo status with the Air Force until they process my orders in a few months. So I got a little bit of time before I go active duty with the Air Force. That's kind of the background. With my job, I asked for a few more hours because I needed them, and I was hoping to find an apartment or renting a room situation here on the north side because I'm more involved with Buckhead Church stuff, and I'm more involved, and it's right up here near my work instead of driving that hour and a half across town. Right. So works out. Ask for more hours, get more hours. I rent a little basement apartment. I've got a little apartment, and it's great. Then... I move on a Sunday. My dad comes back into town, and he works. Suffice to say, he works overseas and isn't in town that often. Comes into town. At the same time, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving the next week, and then I find out that Thursday, a week before Thanksgiving, that the company I work for at the senior center, where I lifeguard and do aquatics instruction and stuff like that, several days a week, lost the contract with Fulton County. Curse you, Fulton County, Georgia.
Right, and here you are. You just got more hours, and you've got
5 days after I moved.
Yeah.
5 days after I moved, this hit. And I was like, my God, I have to find a job right now. So in the process, I had 5 days to find a new job. I found out Wednesday was my last day, the day before Thanksgiving. Like, again, this is like a Hallmark movie, like the beginning of a Hallmark movie. Mm-hmm. You lose your job just before. I'll just be like, this is like It's a Wonderful Life. Mr. Potter, why? You know.
Well, it looks like I'll have to give up Star Wars Tonight.
Oh, gosh. My guardian angel says.
What's going on?
Our Jimmy Stewart impression is so bad.
I know I can do better.
I need a prompt. I need like a prompt of like, it's somewhere. It's a half step removed from George Bush. Riley lost his.
I keep thinking Dana Carvey because he imitates both Bush and.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
not
racist.
Down that. It's not the, down that.
It's Riley lost his his job.
So you lost a job.
Yeah, the company I work for lost their contract.
So all
therefore,
of a sudden
no
you're like,
"I
can't
me.
Do Star Wars tonight. I have to find
you gotta
a job."
Got to find a job. I have literally a 48-hour window.
You
well,
couldn't
I mean, like,
spend
so.
15 minutes of your day
nope.
doing one Star Wars.
No, I
tonight.
Could not, sir. No, I could not.
And then
family drama struck, which I will talk about. In Rogue Transmissions, which is what I'm transitioning
to
now.
Well, wait. No, we can't let you can go to that drama, but I think you need to give the very end of the story.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'll at least give a final idea of my situation here so that it's not too much of a tease. That would be really evil. But yes, suffice to say, I picked up some seasonal work with UPS. I'm going to be doing some stuff there. And then I've got a few other irons in the fire for some other temporary stuff until I go active duty. But what that means is it really interrupted Star Wars Tonight. I haven't even had a chance to book a guest tomorrow. You free tomorrow night? You want to do a Star Wars Tonight?
Maybe. It depends. Yeah, like,
I don't know. I got to figure it out. I don't even know what time I'll get off work tomorrow, so there's that. But at point, I start a new job tomorrow as I record this, and then...
Maybe you should have the person that you're riding with.
Oh, just the UPS driver.
The UPS driver.
So I got that situation. I don't have to move back across town in with my parents. I actually get to stay in the apartment, and at least for the time being. So
now, is your mom like sad that you're not home? Because now the nest is empty.
Not really. No, let's be honest. Not really. Well, in some ways, sure. But in a lot of other ways, yeah. No, it worked out very well. So, yeah, it worked out. But
I think it'd be really great if you can get Bethany on tomorrow night.
That's true.
And you guys can talk about your family drama on there too.
Jeez. No, I'll talk about that in Rogue Transmissions, which we will record next. See you guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and thanks for sticking around for those of you who did. Hey, we need to do a tweet thing for the you guys who stuck around and listened to Riley's personal drama, just because God bless you. And we'll add you to the tops list until I run out of tops cards again.
Okay, so tweet to tweet? Star Wars Report.
No, forget Star Wars Report. You need to tweet. This is personal drama. At the Riley guy, okay. And at Admiral_Rex. What do we need? What do we need? We need a...
We need a hashtag.
Yeah, we need a hashtag.
Riley's drama.
No, too simple, too simple, too simple. We take it together. Nope. Sorry, my brain won't function. Let's just, you know what, we'll settle.
Where's Riley?
That's true, yeah, because it's the move, yeah.
Hashtag where's Riley.
Hashtag where's Riley. R-I-L-E-Y. Where's Riley? There you go. I like it.
But now where's Riley with apostrophe S?
No, you can't do that. It has to. There's no apostrophes
right.
In hashtags.
So no apostrophe. No, hashtag
thank you for clarifying.
Where's
Riley? Just say you listen to the end of the show and send me a tweet, and I'll get with you and get you a sweet prize. How's that? Just for those of you guys who are, I like doing this. I like the end of show club because we know everyone like heard the end credits and like whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't want you to lose your job. I mean, the fact that you're not UPS and you're just going to randomly take boxes and give these out as prizes, I think is wrong of you.
Listen, this will be our secret. All right, we're getting into Rogue Transmissions now for the post show. If you want to hear it, go to patreon.com/StarWarsReport. Support the show. See you guys. So long. Bye-bye. Thank you.